listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about sharing the reward with the weary. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 23 through 25, where we read, "But David said, 'My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who had preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us. For who will heed you in this matter? But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike.' So it was from this day forward, he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day." The Amalekites were defeated and everything was recovered. It was time to divide the reward of victory among David's men. One might think that it would be easy. I mean, there were about 600 of David's men and the reward could be given equally. Yet, it wasn't that simple. When David's men pursued the Amalekites, one third of them were so exhausted that they had to stop the pursuit. Those 200 men made a camp where they were, and they lightened the supply load from the soldiers who continued. After the victory, David returned to these 200 men who stayed by the supply camp. Each of them received his wife and children, and they expected to receive all the things that the Amalekites took from them. But that's when the problem started. Among the 400 of David's men who continued on and fought the Amalekites, some of them were wicked and worthless men, according to verse 22. These wicked and worthless men protested and said that they could only have back every man's wife and children, but none of their possessions. So David spoke to the 400 men. He said, "My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us. But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike." David declared an important principle. Those who take care of the supplies are just as vital as the soldiers who actually fight the battle. And God will reward both soldiers and supporters properly. Many people serve Jesus in invisible, behind-the-scenes ways, often supporting some aspect of God's work that is much more visible. God will support the hidden servant with the same reward as the prominent servant. The wicked and worthless men looked at the spoil and said, "We fought for this spoil and it's ours." David looked at the spoil and said, "Look at what the Lord has given us." When the Lord gave David a great victory, he saw it as the Lord's victory more than his own. And if you saw it that way, then it was easy to share. This principle was so important that it became a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day. This principle should be declared and believed among God's people today. And we can draw at least two things from this. First, thank you to everyone who supports God's work with your time, talents, and treasure. When you support those who are more visible in their work, whatever reward comes of their work is also credited to your account. That's what it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. Second, if you are tired and weary, so weary that for a time you can't continue on and must rest, then take a break and be faithful to God right where you sat down. That itself is honored service that God will reward. That encourages all of us to be faithful in whatever way he's given us to serve him and to be encouraged in that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.